place a little bit closer.
Yeah.
Good?
Yeah, I'm recording.
Today is the 23rd of August of 2016. My name is Solange Bulisi and I am interviewing
Rosemary Carden.
Hello. So you used to visit your cousins in a prefab, is that right?
Yes, I did, yeah, very often.
When
with my grandmother, so who was the, you know, their grandmother as well, so Bob's grandmother.
And when was that? What year are we talking about?
It was shortly after the war, and then a number of years after that. I can't remember the actual year that she died, but until she died. And then I came back to live in Chalfont St Giles myself in 1956, I think it was. 1954. Time flies. Anyway, and of course I was in contact with them all the time because a lot of my family were here working out before the war and after the war. We had to come this way for service. And I was brought up in a village in Charney Bassett near Wantage in Berkshire. So there's no work around there unless you work on the farms, which is why most of my family came this way. So that's why I was able to visit them a lot.
Can you remember where exactly the prefab was?
Yes, it's on the Amersham Road, but not far from where the dump is now. And the lane that goes up the side of what it's called, faced across the Lisbourne Valley. There are quite a few in there, and then of course they were demolished so they could put modern bungalows in there.
Well, that's the way we came.
And it's nice to have this one preserved. It's obviously one in the best condition, so Bob and Ethel must have been proud of that. They were very pleased to be at the opening ceremony. I've got photographs of that too in my records that I keep with the family.
And do you remember how your family ended up with a prefab?
I think I don't remember what happened to Bob, and because Ethel came from London, and I imagine the family lost all their homes in the bombing, and when he finished his service in the wartime, then they had to find somewhere to live, and you hadn't got all the council houses around Chalfont St Giles and Chalfont St Peter then, so but that's why they had this so-called temporary home, but of course they lived in it for years.
And they still live there?
Well, they're both departed now, because Bob died in 2000, which is on the bench outside. He was born in 1921, and Ethel about the same time. She died a couple of years ago. She lived quite a good age.
And what are your memories of the prefab like? What do you remember?
Well, at the time, as I said, we thought, gosh, this is really modern, you know, you've got a bathroom, you've got somewhere to wash your hands, you've got a toilet inside. We had one down the bottom of the garden, so it was luxury to us, you know, and I still remember that. And walking in it today, you know, it's really sort of like stepping back in time. But if you compare the living accommodation in most people's houses at the time, you know, that was really quite modern.
And you say you used
very,
to...
Very homely, you know, because it was warm. That's one of the things I remember, because I lived in a stone farm cottage and needed a lot of heating, which we couldn't afford anyway, and you got used to being quite cold, and that was always seemed warm when you stepped in the door. Not just the welcome, the warmth.
And you say you used to often there very, very regularly.
Yes.
Used to there to visit all your cousins, and used to play with them and run around.
Yes,
what used to do there?
Yes, yeah. They're a very warm family as well, so you know, and they still are. They're still the ones that are left.
And what about the neighbours? Did you have any interaction with the other neighbours and the other prefabs?
No, I don't remember the neighbours. No, I must admit I don't. But then I wasn't very old, and you tend to sort of be concentrating on your relatives and be having your afternoon tea, you know. Teapots, of course, and cups and saucers, which are out of fashion now, aren't they?
And how old were you at this time?
Well, I should imagine I was about seven or eight when I first came, and then till I was a teenager.
So many, many years.
And then they still sort of visited them occasionally until they moved to Chalfont St Peter, and then of course they moved to Pennington Road in Chalfont St Peter. Which where one of the daughters still lives.
And which year were you born?
1937. Do you have any questions?
Can you remember any particular family events like Christmases or birthdays?
No, parties? I didn't. I don't think we came much at Christmas because where I lived, that was quite a big family concern there. So we tended to have big Christmases down there. And travelling was difficult because you didn't have the bus to Abingdon once a week, and to get to Oxford, to get the train to High Wycombe or whatever, it was quite a trial in those days to get here because we hadn't got a car or anything like that. So it was quite an adventure to get there and get here.
So how often would you come, do you think?
Well, I think it's two or three times a year my grandmother managed because she had to save every penny she could to afford to make the trip. So that's why we were greeted so warmly when we did make it.
So did you think back? Did you stay overnight?
I remember staying in that the main bedroom, so I must have stayed in there with Gran on one occasion, but I only remember doing that once because it was quite busy. They've got quite a big family and quite a small building, really. I never heard any complaints.
Did you also have a garden to grow your food in the prefab?
I don't remember that much. I just remember, very similar as it is now, the path up to the door and a grassy bit. I think there were some flowers either side of the path. That's all I can remember. I don't remember very much at the back. But when you looked at the rows of them in later years, I don't think they had much in the way of garden. They might have had a small patch behind, but I don't really remember it.
Any bad memories attached to the prefab?
Not really.
All happy
ones, yeah.
So you said it was a big family. How many children? How many cousins?
Did they have? They had. There's Robert, who died recently with cancer, unfortunately. Jackie lives in. She still lives in Chelmsford, St. Peter. Carol lives in Chelmsford, St. Giles. Quite a handful, really. Small space. And they're working as much as they could. Make a few ends meet,
What was the occupation of your grandma at the time? Your grandmother?
My grandmother, she started, my grandfather was an assistant gardener in Windsor Castle and she worked in the kitchen. She actually met Queen Victoria once, was presented, and I've still got the jacket that she had made to be presented to Queen Victoria, which I'm going to pass on and show Jackie because the name is Brant, her name, she was married to a Brant. So she worked and she did housekeeping, Buckland House near Charlie Bassett. She worked there as much as she could. And because she had me to bring up, that's very hard for her. So when I went to grammar school, she had to get a lot of grants so they afford to send me there. And then when she died, I came back here to live with my father and my stepmother, and that was not a very happy relationship. I finished up to my O levels at Wycombe High School, but they were against education for young girls, so you need to get out to work. And I liked drawing and painting, and my father said that's the only thing you're ever good at, and burnt all my certificates in front of me in the garden. So that's not a happy memory there. But they were very supportive, Bob and Ethel. The reason why I'm telling you that is because they were so supportive. And Bob's father actually wanted to take me in when I left home. But I said, no, it's all right, I can manage. And I did. But that's how loving they were, they cared. So I've got very happy memories of them and the prefab.
And what was your impressions when you came back after many years here, actually, and saw this very same one?
I said to James, I said, there it is, on the corner. And then walking in there, and the same colour inside, that green, really struck me. So they managed to keep that colour as well. Well, that surprised me, because I thought perhaps it would have been a bit decorated, but it's good to see as it was, really. I don't know if it's been coated with paint and they've used the same colour, but whatever, it's took me right back. Oh, yeah, thank you very much for what you're doing to save these sort of buildings, because most people say, well, it's just a shed, isn't it? You know, why are you preserving that? But it is part of history. It's nice to know that those ones in London are being protected as well. I know you've got to put the blocks of flats in and cater for a lot of people, but it should be somewhere.
They stay in a special place in people's hearts, this brief as well. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Sorry, I haven't given you much information, but it's...